went down to 15 degrees and they didn't turn off an outside pipe.
Oh boy.
That is not going to happen again. Oh, well, you might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Okay, and on that kind of a day, you might say it's a what day?
Rainy.
Well, it's not really rainy.
Cloudy.
Yeah, like it is today. It's a
drab day, I would call it.
Yeah, good. Okay, and what about the opposite kind of day when there are no clouds?
Clear.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if it has been fair, but then the clouds are starting to come in, you'd say the weather is?
Becoming cloudy.
Okay, anything else? If it looks like it's verging on rain, you'd say the weather is? You may not say anything else. Suppose it has been cloudy, and then the clouds start to break up. It's the weather.
Clearing. Clearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, if there was a lot of howling during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
I had just hung the clothes up, and then the wind has blanked them all down.
Blowing them down? Mm-hmm.
And the wind will
blow.
We have to get these verbs in somehow or other, you see. If the wind was coming from, oh dear, I don't know which direction things are. That direction, you'd say the wind was... Tell me what direction that is. I'll tell you if I'm pointing the right way.
North.
Okay, then if the wind was coming from that direction, you'd say the wind is...
South.
All right, if the wind is coming... You'd say the wind is coming. Would you say it's coming south if it's coming?
The wind is coming. Wind is coming from the south. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. What would you call a wind halfway between south and west?
Southwest.
And halfway between north and west?
Northwest.
Halfway between east and north?
Northeast.
And halfway between east and south?
Southeast.
Yes, I think I got all the four possible combinations, didn't I?
Yeah.
And if the wind had been very gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say the wind is doing what?
Building up. Gusting.
And if it had been strong and then it was getting gentle, it's doing what?
It's decreasing. I don't know. What would I call it? Dying. The wind is dying.
All right, fine. And then on a morning when you go outside and it's not really cold, but you need a sweater, that's what kind of day?
A chilly.
Mm-hmm. Then if it's just cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you'd say last night we had a...
A frost.
Suppose it's harder than that.
A heavy frost.
All right. And if it's really cold, you'd say the lake did what?
It never happened, so...
Well, no, what would you say if
freeze.
You...
Freeze.
Okay, and then last night the lake
froze.
And the lake has
frozen.
Would it ever get so cold that there might be just a little bit of ice around the edge?
No.
Never, okay. We won't worry about that. All right, to get back to the fire and the police, when we left some time ago, what do you call the men who put out the fire?
Firemen.
Do you know any derogatory names for firemen?
No.
Or any slang names for firemen?
No.
What about police?
Cops.
What do you normally say when referring to them?
A cop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything any worse than cop?
Fuzz. OPD.
What's that?
Orlando Police Department.
Is that bad?
Well, the way that they say it sometimes now,
I
OPD,
see.
You know. What else? Sometimes they, you know, just a highway patrol they call, you know, Smokey and
mm-hmm.
the deputy. The way they say deputy sometimes can be real. Deputy dog, they say
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be real derogative. I'm sure there's a lot more. The fuzz now has come more accepted because they play like fuzz against the freak game, so it's come accepted.